This is the Working Together Evaluation Brief. The fee for this work is £20,000, including VAT and expenses. The deadline is Monday the 16th of October at 12 noon, and the timeline is November 2023 to August 2025. The Culture, Health and Wellbeing Alliance is seeking an evaluator for Working Together, a partnership project with GEM, the Group for Education in Museums, to support 6 heritage sites to develop their work with health and wellbeing. Context. CHWA is the national membership organisation for creative health for England. We use creative health to mean any creative or cultural activity that supports health and or wellbeing. GEM is the sector support organisation for learning in museums. GEM is a UK-wide organisation supporting museums and heritage organisations of all sizes to enable people to engage through learning. Together, we're working with 6 museums or heritage organisations to support them to build their strategic capacity for health and wellbeing work. Evaluation aims. We'd like to assess the project against the project aims, which we set out below. We'd also like this evaluation to be shared widely with the sector in accessible creative formats. The short to medium term project aims are to build teams within museum or heritage sites who will receive specialist training in health and wellbeing, and in particular how to respond to health inequalities. These teams will include senior staff and volunteers, as well as education officers or their equivalent. To deliver 6 short-term pilot projects, which will catalyse partnerships with local health and social care providers and commissioners, and to reach a wider range of people through prioritising health and wellbeing. To explore with these teams how to make health and wellbeing work sustainable within their institutions, and to create institutional levers for change, e.g. including health and wellbeing in business plans. The long-term aims are to improve the health and wellbeing of a wider range of people engaging with heritage organisations, to create more opportunities for the people at the sharp end of health inequalities to engage with museums, to build the heritage sector's confidence for partnership with health and social care sectors and people with lived experience of poor health and wellbeing. We aim to undertake extensive dissemination of this evaluation and to use the project findings as a basis for future training and programmes of work. Methodology. We're open to proposals for evaluation methodologies from the evaluator. We want the evaluation to be co-produced by the partner organisations, and to ensure too that ethical guidance, including around anonymity, consent and confidentiality, inform the process. Following the Creative Health Quality Framework's recommendations, we'd like the evaluation to identify opportunities for reflection, learning and professional development throughout the development and delivery process, as well as at the end of the project, to prioritise learning over monitoring and understanding over judgment, to use creative approaches to reflection to support insight and learning, and to support participants and practitioners to reflect and learn from their experience and have a voice in the evaluation. Our proposed timescale, November 2023, the evaluator will be appointed. Between December and April 2025, they will be gathering data and analysing it with a midpoint review in the middle of 2024. And in August 2025, we'd expect the final report to be completed. Access. This is a remote working freelance role. We're ready to adapt our working processes in discussion with applicants. Please let us know about any access needs that we can support. Fee and payments. The fee is a total of £20,000, including VAT where applicable, which will be payable in instalments by agreement on receipt of invoice. The fee is the total amount available for this work and so must include all time, materials, costs and other expenses incurred. Hours of work. This is an output-based contract, but as a guide, this might include an average of 3 days of work per month on this project. Skills and experience. We always aim to be collaborative, caring, inclusive, and committed to positive social change. These are our values as an organisation, and it's essential that you feel comfortable with this and that you feel you can work in this way throughout the contract. We also consider the following criteria to be essential for this role. The applicant or applicants should be an experienced evaluator, experienced in working with heritage, health and wellbeing, experience in working proactively to ensure a representative range of voices are heard in the evaluation process, experience in co-producing creative and engaging evaluation methodologies, a good communicator, comfortable working independently as well as collaboratively, and a lateral thinker. We're always interested in hearing about transferable skills as well as direct experience. Submission information. We'd like to receive a CV and a brief covering statement explaining why you'd like to do this piece of work and how you might achieve what we've set out by Monday, the 16th of October at 12 noon. The covering information can be submitted as an email, a Word document, or a PDF. Alternatively, we can receive this as an audio or video recording, as you prefer. We will interview on Friday, the 27th of October. When you apply, please confirm whether you're available for an online conversation on the 27th of October. If you can't make it, we'll find another mutually convenient time. Please tell us about any access needs we can meet to support your application process. We'd also appreciate it if you could fill out our Equality, Diversity and Representation form when you apply. This is anonymous and we will not connect it with your application, but it helps us assess whether we are reaching a wide pool of candidates. If the link in the job application form doesn't work for you, let us know and we'll find an alternative. We're committed to ensuring our organisation is as diverse and representative as possible. We particularly want to encourage applications from people identifying with any of the protected characteristics as defined in the 2010 Equality Act, or who are from less affluent socioeconomic backgrounds. Our email is info@culturehealthandwellbeing.org.uk. If you want to speak to somebody about this work before you apply, please contact Victoria@culturehealthandwellbeing.org.uk for an informal conversation.